That's right. I'm back again. Back again so soon, you say? Yes. I felt an obligation to come back and update my most recent show. My most recent show, It's Time for Media Warning Labels. It's been a very popular show. A lot of downloads. Almost 3. But when I listened back to it, I was a little disappointed. I felt like I left some things on the table, and I just didn't do a good enough job of explaining what I meant by media warning labels. So I'm back to update the show and provide you with some more information. So let's go. Let's get started on the show. I'm joking about the 3 downloads, obviously. I got a lot more than that. It's actually been one of my most popular shows, the It's Time for Media Warning Labels. So thank you very much for that. But I'm obligated to clarify some things and to provide some new information. Like I said, first, in reference to Joe Biden's social programs, the new child care tax credit, the enhanced unemployment, the human infrastructure, I just want to be clear. I'm not saying these things don't have positive effects. Number one, I've been trying to book a room for a getaway and hotels are full. So that's good. They need it. People are out. They're spending money. They're putting money into the economy. That's a good thing. I don't say no. What I'm saying and what I'm asking of liberals is not to deny the same basic logic and common sense that people who supported Donald Trump used to do. In other words, just because these policies are coming out of the Biden administration, and just because Joe Biden is telling business owners they just simply need to pay people more to get the workers back, that's not because of these social programs, that defies logic and common sense. We all know these people. We see these people when we're out. And I remember when I was 20 or 21 or 22 years old, if the government had offered some sort of program that would allow me to take some time off from work and still be able to pay my bills, you better believe I'd be taking it and I'd be staying home. And so, as I said, we know these people. We see them when we're out in a retail store and we're looking for someone to help us, or when we go through the drive-thru at a fast food restaurant, as I did some time ago, and the girl in the window waited on me, took my money, gave me my change, gave me my food, never once looking up from her phone. Not once. So we know that there are some people out there, and there have been some people out there that aren't particularly hard workers. And so let's not put it on the businesses. Let's not put it all on the businesses who struggled for a year through the coronavirus. And the ones who survived, the ones who were able to stay open, should not now be obligated to pay more than they're able to, as they're still struggling to get back up and running, because the government is providing so much in the way of enhanced benefits. There seems to be a disconnect among liberals where they think every business is a large, greedy corporation that doesn't want to pay its workers. But some of these businesses are small businesses, the small beauty salons, or the small mom and pop restaurant, or the fitness centers or gyms that were some of the last businesses to open. They weren't all raking in the dough before coronavirus and not paying their workers a fair wage, so let's not hold them responsible for workers not returning to their jobs. That's all. I'm sorry to beat that dead horse, but I always take a lot of criticism when I talk about that, so I just wanted to try and clarify it one last time. Now, moving on to the media. Where I failed you is, I think, giving a better explanation of what I meant by media warning labels. So I'm going to explain that in a minute, but first, this is the comparison group. This show is about fairness. This show is about being unbiased and presenting all the information to you. So let me play for you a couple of clips from Fox News, because as I said, I went pretty hard on Fox News in the last show for their misinformation in regards to COVID and the vaccine. So let me play a couple clips for you now.
We've been through a lot.
And we're getting through it together.
It was a challenge unprecedented.
And so many rose to the occasion.
Now, with the end in sight, we hope.
We have to keep up the fight.
Wear a mask, distance where possible, and if you can, get the vaccine.
America, We're in this together.
So that's a 30-second spot from Fox News featuring their host Harris Faulkner, Steve Doocy, and Dana Perino. Here's another one.
Our Constitution identifies we the people as the ones who determine our fate.
And it's we the people who can limit the impact of coronavirus.
We the people need to work as one.
We need to look after each other.
We need to support our friends and our families and our loved ones.
Stay safe, stay strong, and stay positive.
We are going to get through this.
But we, the people, need to do it together.
Go to coronavirus.gov to find the latest information to keep you and your family safe.
That particular ad featured several Fox News hosts, including Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity. And yes, they were done back in 2020, early on, March and April of 2020. But I'm bringing you the information. Fox News ran a few PSAs. They also did town halls to educate people about coronavirus. Also, I will say that Rupert Murdoch, the founder of Fox News, was vaccinated in Britain in December of 2020. At 89 years old, he was eligible very early on and was one of the first people to get the coronavirus vaccine. And at that time, he said, you know what? Hang on. Let me read it directly to you. I'll read the quote directly to you from an article, and I'll also post this article up on the website, thecomparisongroup.com. Rupert Murdoch said, I would like to thank the key workers and the National Health Service staff who have worked so hard throughout the pandemic and the amazing scientists who have made this vaccine possible. I strongly encourage people around the world to get the vaccine as it becomes available. So that was the quote from Rupert Murdoch. He encouraged people to get the vaccine, and Fox News ran PSAs. There was another interesting thing I found in this article. Apparently, there was a planned $250 million ad campaign to educate people by the Trump administration. Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats put the kibosh on, or actually what I should say is they threatened to not fund the campaign because the Trump administration, I guess, had planned on using celebrities to run commercials to educate people about the vaccine. Now, this was at a time before the vaccine was readily available, but the Trump administration wanted to get a campaign out there. Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats saw it as the Trump administration using taxpayer money, publicly funded money, to promote Donald Trump. By promoting that there was a vaccine coming by celebrities, it was promoting Donald Trump prior to the election. So they threatened to not fund the program. The ad campaign did go on without the celebrity endorsements, and who knows, maybe it would have been more effective with celebrity endorsements as the Trump administration wanted. I'm just putting the information out there. A little politics from the left during a health crisis, it would appear. What celebrities were they going to get, you ask? I don't know. Ted Nugent, Scott Baio, Omarosa would probably come back if you asked her. So all that being said, and you know, I hope people listen to my show all the way through, because if liberals start listening to my show, they probably think, oh, this guy, he's all right wing. But no, I take a hard turn midway through the show, and here it comes right now. I'm not excusing anything that Fox News, Alex Jones, or any other conservative media outlet has put out there about COVID, about mask, about Fauci, who, as I said, I don't think is perfect, and about the vaccine. I played the clip in the last show from CNN citing that 99% of the people showing up at the hospitals are unvaccinated. 99%. And by the way, there seems to be some constant confusion about the fact that if you're vaccinated, it protects you from getting COVID. It doesn't protect you from getting COVID. It hopefully makes it less severe if you do get COVID. We've all been forgetting that, including me. I have a tendency to forget it, too. I saw someone on Twitter tweet something about a babysitter who had lied about getting the vaccine and then gave the whole family COVID. And you immediately want to respond with, oh, she belongs in jail. But the fact of the matter is she could have gotten COVID and infected the whole family, whether she was vaccinated or not. You're upset about the lying, but the fact that she got COVID would not have been prevented had she had the vaccine. So we all need to remember that. In any case, virtually all the people getting seriously ill and dying from COVID are not vaccinated. There's no question that this is due in large part to misinformation from the media and from politicians. The new talking point on the right seems to be, I don't want to take the vaccine because it's too new. I don't trust it. It hasn't been experimented on enough. It's just too new for me. It's not FDA approved. We don't know enough about it. Well, we didn't really know that much about hydroxychloroquine as it regards to COVID. We also didn't know very much about remdesivir in regards to treating COVID. When Dear Leader Trump got sick and went into the hospital, they pumped everything they could find into him with the exception of bleach. And he was happy to take it. He was happy to take every drop of it. Remdesivir, whatever you got. He didn't care if it was new. He didn't care if it was FDA approved. And neither would you. If you end up in the hospital, struggling to breathe, on a ventilator, I promise you, you are not going to care whether or not the medicine they offer you to save your life is brand new or FDA approved. Full disclosure, that bleach line was actually something I heard someone say on another show. I don't want to steal lines from other people's show, but I thought it was pretty funny. So thank you, Sherry, from the Joe Madison Show on Sirius XM. So the objection that it's too new, it's just an excuse. It's just an excuse created by the media, created by politicians to keep people fighting with one another, to keep people in this toxic, divisive back and forth over who's right and who's wrong. But it's so weird because it's almost like some of the people in this country are rooting for the vaccine to fail. Now, I've discussed this with you before, how one side or the other seems to root for failure. When did that ever make sense for a country? For one half of the country to root for the other half to fail? But it's not just left against right or right against left. The media can be so toxic, it can create a situation where there are Americans who will root for enemies of America over Americans. You don't believe me? Let me prove it to you. There is a conspiracy theory, a very well-known conspiracy theory, that Osama bin Laden is still alive. And Barack Obama staged the killing of Osama bin Laden, and in order to cover it up, murdered 30 American soldiers in a helicopter crash. That is a well-known conspiracy theory on the right. So in other words, they'd rather believe that Osama bin Laden is alive and well and Barack Obama murders American troops. It makes them feel better to walk around with that in their heads. What did Barack Obama ever do to you? He ruined the country. Did he now? Did he really? He took away my freedom. What can't you do now that you could do before Barack Obama became president? Did you have a swimming pool and a Learjet and Barack Obama came along and took it all away from you? Were you a straight man and Barack Obama came along and made you gay? What did Barack Obama do to you? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. But if I told you tomorrow that Osama bin Laden was alive and Barack Obama wasn't, you would be thrilled. Now examine that within yourself. But it's not just you. It's not just you. You can't dream this nonsense up by yourself. No, it's the media. It's your sources of information that put this nonsense into your head, that puts this toxicity into your heart. And that's why media needs warning labels. The media needs disclaimers. And I've talked about this before. Tucker Carlson has gone to court with his lawyers, and his lawyers have argued before a judge that his show should not be taken seriously. And the judge agreed. That's the warning label. That's the disclaimer that needs to be played during Tucker Carlson's show and any other show in media that chooses to operate where they feel they can go to court and argue, don't take me seriously. That's the standard. So if you question, well, what about liberal media? What about Rachel Maddow? What about Don Lemon? Well, that's the standard. if you go to court and argue to a judge, people should not take me seriously, there needs to be a disclaimer, a warning label on your show. Now, if you're on the right and you don't like what I'm saying, that's fine. That's the nice thing about the comparison group. I'm not trying to change anyone's opinions. You can have your opinions. I would just ask you to remember this. I would ask you to give me nothing more than to think about this. Consider the fact that the source of media you put a lot of trust in is constantly telling you to stand by for a blockbuster. In true infomercial fashion, as I describe the media as infomercials, in true infomercial fashion, they are constantly saying, we're going to give you the secret info Obama doesn't want you to know. Or we're going to give you the secret info the FBI doesn't want you to know. We're going to tell you what the Democrats don't want you to know. You hear it constantly. Release the memo. We must release the memo. Remember that one? Or wait until we get the investigation on Benghazi. Wait till you get the Inspector General's investigation on Benghazi and find out how Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama murdered people. Wait until you hear the Inspector General's report on the FBI misconduct and how they were spying on Donald Trump. Wait until we hear the findings of the Bill Barr investigation into the Mueller report, into the origins of the Mueller report. Wait until we get the results of the audit from Arizona. They do it constantly. They do it to you constantly, over and over and over again. Just wait. Just wait until you see what we found out. And almost every time, just about each and every time, it's like a burrito fart into the wind. It stinks for a while, and then it just goes away. That's it. Thanks for listening. Just a nice little short update show. Be back at the end of the week with another show. New information. New exciting details from thecomparisongroup.com. Please follow me on Twitter at comparison_show. Now, you know the underscore. You maniacs aren't typing out underscore, are you? It's just comparison and then the little minus symbol at the bottom and then show. Comparison_show. So follow me on Twitter. Comment to me on Twitter. Share the show on Twitter. Please retweet the show. If you listen to the show, you can copy the link, paste it on your Facebook, paste it on Twitter. If you like it, if you think it should be out there, I would greatly appreciate it if you would do that. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next time.